The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Jim the Birdman's Tales from the Bird's Nest.
So normally when we have Tales from the Bird's Nest, it features Jim telling us a story of some sort. And this time he has told us a story, but not through his spoken word, but instead through his writing. And Jim the Birdman, if you're not familiar, he is a man that some people would call a drifter. Ian met him while he was out wandering the streets of Las Vegas. He was standing in front of a Taco Bell covered in pigeons. There was a Burger King nearby. He was feeding the pigeons, I believe, fries from that Burger King. And Jim the Birdman has had vast life experience. But the one thing that he loves more than anything else is the pigeons.
Of course, Dave. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
They're pigeons.
Well, and then he tries to communicate to people just how special pigeons are, because some people frown on pigeons.
Unfortunately, they do. They get a weird kind of, not stereotype, but they get pushed aside a lot of the time.
He looks sickly. Street version of Caesar Milan, but with pigeons.
Jim talking about pigeons in his own words.
Pigeons are not flying rats. They're more like little homeless puppy dogs. Is there any chance this is going to be on YouTube?
So Jim technologically lives maybe about 10 years behind all of us.
Okay.
We all have our iPhones. We're all on social media. We're hanging out. Jim just got a phone probably about 2 years ago, and he just learned how to text. And Jim loves telling stories. So when Jim is not disappeared or off doing his own thing, he will text me text after text after text sometimes. And this time he sent me a short story that he got, he wrote, after watching a YouTube video about thousands of grackles in a Walmart parking lot in Texas.
Okay. Interesting.
I guess we all catch,
inspiration comes in many forms. Well, for him, it's a YouTube video about thousands of grackles in a Walmart parking
lot. And just to go back for a moment, when Ian says the gym will sometimes disappear, not that long ago, he took a Greyhound bus clear across the country to Piedmont Park in Atlanta because he saw a concert there in the 70s,
and he
wanted to try to relive that moment.
We thought he was dead.
We did think he was dead for a short time. But no, Jim is very much alive, and he continues to inspire with his magical writing.
And his writing will live on forever with this new short story / poem.
So we are going to do it in true dramatic fashion to honor Jim the Birdman. It's entitled The Bird, the Fish, and the River, a Modern Fable.
Once upon a time, a man came out of his house and he saw a bird on the roof of his shiny new car.
The bird pooped
on the shiny new car, and the man was furious. He went back into his house, got his gun, and shot the bird in the chest, killing it.
His neighbor, who had heard the shot, came out and asked the man what had happened. And he replied, "That son of a bitch pooped right on my car, so I shot him."
A short time later, the company the man worked for sent him to Central America to make a bid on some land in the rainforest to cut down the trees and clear the land to graze cattle. The man was walking along the banks of the Amazon River, and he stopped to pee in it.
He continued to walk a little ways, and then he tripped over a rock and fell into the water. The piranhas came right up and ate every ounce of flesh from the man's bones. They stripped him clean.
You're ruining him. Come on.
A turtle who was swimming by saw this, and he asked the piranhas why they had done such a thing, and the piranhas replied,
"That son of a bitch peed in our river, so we ate him."
And see. The end.